Our next case this evening is case number 12,353. Robin and Michelle Salisbury request a special use exception to operate a bed and breakfast, sections 115.23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Double Bridges Road, approximately 627 feet east of Parker House Road. The 911 address is 36700 Double Bridges Road, Frankfurt, and the zoning district is agricultural residential or AR1 zoning district. And the tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, and Parcel 69.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Robin Salisbury, 36700 Double Bridges Road, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
How many copies?
I will take, you keep one and I'll take the rest.
The bottom copy is not
good
paper.
Okay.
And Mr. Orr, what's clear, there was no, I didn't catch it, but no correspondence we received on this one.
So there was no opposition, no support, and no mail returns on this application.
Yeah. She may have said it, I didn't catch it.
Good morning, good evening, board members. Obviously, I'm Robin Salisbury, and my wife could not be with us today. She's traveling. For our entire life together, Michelle and I together, we wanted to have a bed and breakfast. We had owned a 200-plus-year-old house before, but it just wasn't conducive to putting it together. 2 years ago, we were looking for property, and it was a little more than we were hoping to bite off, but we ended up falling in love with this piece of property on Double Bridges Road. At the time when we bought it, it included the three parcels to the left. It was 6.5 acres. We had it put into the sewer district, and then we had the 3 acres subdivided on the left side, of which our three boys at some point, actually my middle stepson Zach and his wife Danielle are here, fairly soon they're going to start building on the bottom left lot, and then the other two boys probably within a year will have houses on the first and second lot above that. We went and built a designed and built what we feel is a really beautiful high-end Tuscan style villa. It's about 4,500 square feet. We have 4 bedrooms and 3.5 baths. My wife and I, my wife is a vegan, so the purpose of the bed and breakfast is really about health and wellness. 10 years ago, we opened in Bethany for her mind, body, and soul. She is a retired nurse, and her belief is that if you take care of your body and keep environmental toxins out, that you can pretty much stay away from doctors. So our main goal with the bed and breakfast really would be relaxation and health, vegan, vegetarian breakfast. There'll be no meat served in the house. It would only be 3 bedrooms that would be available. And I think it would be a fairly high-end establishment. If I may just, I'm a little nervous, so excuse me. So I'm going to be relaxed.
Can you zoom
it
down a little bit, Ann, so we can see everything around here? So this isn't a proposed dwelling now, it is there.
Correct. That's all the pictures that you're seeing there is what we got in the folders, what we actually have built. So it sits, there is a survey, on, I believe, in the last page. The actual house sits about 300 feet off the road and about 80 feet off the state lands where the 72.00 is. We have one neighbor at, looks like 70.01. There's a trailer there, but there's really nobody near us. Yes, thank you. Even where our house is, our property line to the other boys' properties is 190 feet. So we are really kind of in the middle of nowhere. We really honored the land when we cleared it. We cleared as little trees as we could. The trees we cleared, we milled into flooring for the house, red and white oak flooring, and then the pine we actually milled into some of the exterior ceilings in the house, and it'll end up being used when eventually build a garage. It'll be the siding for the garage. So everything we did was about the environment and trying to keep it clean and keep it pure. We love light and sun. I mean, there's tons and tons of huge windows in the house, and it's just going to, the bed and breakfast, is, if it's approved, is really just going to be a place of relaxation. I know that, I don't know that anybody's here to oppose it, but if there is, I can promise that it's going to be extremely quiet. There's tons and tons of parking. I mean, right now we could easily fit probably 10 or 12 cars, and we have a lot of area where we wouldn't even have to take any more trees down and be able to fit probably another 10 cars. So I think that's, do you want to look, I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yeah, I just, I don't know if you wanted to look at the pictures. It was basically to, we've just put a pool in. The pool is not, well, the pool's not on the survey yet, but we just put a swimming pool in. My four-year-old granddaughter loves it. The, this, let's see, first page is obviously entrance. The doors, I mean, not that it matters to at this, but all these doors came out of 18th century French churches in the entire house. Yeah, they're like 8 foot tall, 2 inches wide. I purchased them from the Gatsby over in St. Michael's, a little side there for them. They got some really cool stuff over there. But the house, second page is the pool. The next one is actually the middle courtyard, like it's a Tuscan style, so that's an interior courtyard. 15 foot under roof, 20 foot out in the open. Then the aerial kind of picture there is the living room and kitchen. The tones are kind of yellow. Pool table, a 12-person dining set. Behind the pool table is a wine room, again with doors out of a 19th century French church. The next page is what would be one of the guest suites. Below that is the common bathroom for two of the bedrooms. And then the survey, kind of back in the middle of the woods, and it's really beautiful back there. I was nervous when I bought the property, but I'm very happy now that I did.
Okay. Are there any questions of the applicant for members of the board?
Yes, the trailer that you said, how far is that from your home? Did you say
anything? Oh, sure, I can tell you. Let me just look at the survey real quick.
71,
so we are 121 feet to the back property, to their property line, and then probably another at least 50 or 60, so about 180, 190 feet from the trailer. And that is by far the closest dwelling.
And the 72 acres, are there, that's state land?
That's state land, Miller's Neck, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, other than that big, the big house there, that goes all the way for 2 miles, all the way back to Bethany. Yeah, I walk my granddaughter and the dogs back there. It's really beautiful.
So you're saying basically this wouldn't substantially affect a neighboring property at all?
I honestly can tell you when my four-year-old continues to jump in the pool and hollers cannonball, I make her stop. She gets about 3 or 4 times. I mean, I don't want noise, and if people came, it would not be allowed to be noisy. It's going to be fairly high end and pretty pricey to stay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Sharp?
Just one. I presume there's no cooking facilities in any of the individual rooms?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Are there anyone here in favor of this application? Two? Would you like to speak?
You don't have to.
No.
Okay. If you want, you're more than welcome, though. Sorry.
I get nervous talking.
Is there anyone here against this application? Okay. Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and ask for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12353 for Robin and Michelle Salisbury for the requested special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of the motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years.
And a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Ortman?
Aye.
And I too, for the reason. So vote for 3-0, the application is approved.
Thank you.